One of the things we hope isn't canceled is the high school baseball season. Could happen. Nearing that, not definitive, but certainly not in a great situation like most everything right now. Joining us now to talk a little bit about high school baseball season and about what had transpired prior to this stoppage is a gentleman that's been distinguished in doing it for a long time and coaching, state champion at Archbishop Rummel, state champion at Riverside Academy, coached at Hanville, coached at St. Martin's, and now he's back home again at Archbishop Rummel, where he had his team off to a really good 9-3 start this year before the stoppage came. He is, of course, Frank Cazzo. Frank, it's great to have you with us. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Kenny. Good evening.
Well, listen, I wish we were talking under better circumstances, but, you know, you were in the Gonzales area playing in the tournament this past weekend, the Jay Patterson, and when did you find out for sure that things were going to be shut down?
Well, we found out Friday evening that that would be our last weekend of play right now, and the kids took it pretty tough, and the coaches took it tough, and the Rummel baseball community took it tough, and I'm sure all the kids throughout the state of Louisiana and their families are a little disappointed right now.
Do you feel like it had any impact on the way the team played?
Well, no, not really, because everybody was in the same boat. We ran up against some pretty good teams. We ran up against some pretty good arms. And you know, you look at our district this year coming up, and it was going to be, well, it will be a dogfight. You know, we got some very good, talented teams in the district and a lot of really good players.
Frank, obviously this was a season that looked very promising for you. You have two senior pitchers who are, you know, above average to very good. You have a team that could hit, obviously. Catching the ball and throwing it might have been a little bit of a challenge at times, but you know, you hate to see it interrupted because this team had vast potential. And, of course, a year ago, Rummel went to the state championship game. So it's especially tough when you know you have a good team, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, it's tough for the seniors. No doubt about it, it's tough for them. You know, the juniors and underclassmen will have another shot. But hopefully this season still goes on. Maybe it's just delayed a little bit. You never know. You know, with the good Lord's blessing, we'll see what happens.
That was my next question. Frank Cazzo of Archbishop Rummel with us. What are you being told right now? Tell the fans, tell the people listening, our listeners, what the LHSAA has told everyone. And what do you know personally about the possibility of reconvening and having some sort of playoff or some sort of season?
Well, I know as of Saturday morning, talking to our great leadership and Coach Roth, our athletic director, and involved Mr. Milano, our headmaster, our principal, we knew that this week coming up would be off, and the kids were doing their online learning, and you know, we'll take it from there. And we thought there was a shot of next Monday getting out and getting on the field with the kids, but that looks be postponed a little bit. All we know right now is really what you guys know. Just take it one day at a time.
What do you do, or what can you do? With school closed, you can't convene the kids right now, but you know, did you give them any advice? Did you give them any, you know, any sort of directive about what to do? Go to hitting facilities or go to batting cages or anything of that nature? What did you tell them?
We have a program group we've set up, and I try to send as much stuff out to the kids as I can. And right now it's basically, hey, let's worry about your education. Let's get those classes taken care of. And in the evenings, go out and do a little running, find a buddy and do some tossing, maybe go hit, take some ground balls, fly balls. That's basically all we can do, you know.
Yeah, you look at the major league level and the professional level, and the thing to comment you're hearing from all around at the professional level is, you know, when it does reconvene, it's going to be like starting all over again with spring training. You have to build up. You have to get used to, you know, pitch speed. You have to get used to the speed of the game. You have to get used to, you know, to getting your arm back in condition where you can throw 75 pitches, if not more. Do you see that kind of issue as well on your level?
Yeah, I do. And you know, we're just going to take it again one day at a time and try to get the kids ready to play when that time comes. And you know, if we got to treat it like preseason and throw three or four guys in a game, we're going to do that. As long as we get on the field and able to compete and have fun at what we're doing, that's all we're looking forward to.
All right, Frank, let's talk a little bit about your team. You were off to a really good start. You'd won your first eight games, you know, got to 9-0. I mean, got to 9-3, I should say. And then, of course, you know, looking at the way you got there, it was a team effort. I mentioned the two senior pitchers, obviously, and Matt Villa was off to a 4-0 start, doing a tremendous job for you. Jackson Denny's, of course, had a ton of strikeouts and, you know, had to face tough opposition. And then your team had been hitting extremely well to the last day or two that you were at the Jay Patterson. Kyle Walker has hit the ball extremely well for you. I know that Logan Bertuzzi got off to a good start. Jackson Denny's got off to a good start for you. Talk about some of your players and what they've done at this point of the season.
We got the five seniors, and two of them play a lot. We're just getting Cade Rivera back from basketball, who will be a big impact player for us once he gets a little game ready under his belt. And we got a ton of juniors, Kenny. We got a ton of juniors that can play. You know, we carry 14 juniors. And we do that for the reason that those guys can play. And we try to give them every opportunity to become better baseball players, and it's happening. You're not going to win them all, you know, that's for sure. And we swung the bats, played a little defense, and pitched well at times. That's all I can ask the kids to do.
Sure. I mean, you had kids like Lance Johnson, Tyler Cook, that were thrown in at a very young age, and they were – And they're small, you know, and they got thrown in, but that experience has made them better. They're solid players. You have Cabaceres that came in this year and obviously has played a nice role for you, done a really good job. I know Sterling's been real good for you. Smolari's done a good job. So, yeah, a lot of kids that were really doing a good job for you.
Yeah, you know, we have, you know, Josh Sterling's a sophomore. He's the only sophomore that starts, and very, very strong kid. Very good athlete. He's a cheerleader also for us, Bishop Rumble, and very strong. And swinging the bat very nice for us. You know, we got some options when all this stuff starts up again, moving guys around and having guys compete, you know. And I would love tomorrow to get on the field, start practicing again, just have them get after it. But, you know, again, we got to hold off and wait and see what happens. But, you know, we do have some good players. You know, in the whole Catholic League, watching those guys, that league is going to be really tough this year. It's going to be tough.
That was going to be my next topic, is to talk about your league and your division, Division One. As far as the league's concerned, personally, and I, as you know, I've been close to it for a long time and been doing games for a long time and been watching. And I covered, you know, this past weekend, I went to cover the Holy Cross John Curtis game and saw Jesuit play. And, of course, saw John Curtis, I mentioned, play twice, saw Holy Cross. Hadn't seen Shaw yet, saw St. Augustine once, and Brother Martin, of course, a really good team. So looking at the league, my statement was going to be that it looked as good to me, the league did, as it has in maybe 5 to 10 years. And it's been good, but to me, this year looked really good, that there were certainly five teams that any one of them could win the league, and that's not even counting Archbishop Shaw and St. Augustine, who could beat you on any given day.
Well, you know, looking back at the teams they have this year, Kenny, and watching them through the summer also, you know, I left Rumble in 2005, and the league was pretty solid. And I think these teams nowadays are just as good. You know, every team in there could play. They can beat you on any given day. I did get the opportunity to see Shaw play once this year, and they got some good athletes. You know, they're very well coached. They got some athletes. And it's going to be a fun league. It'll be real fun.
Yeah, I was looking around the league, and I have a piece that's going to be up on CrescentCitySports.com first thing in the morning tomorrow on young men that have committed or signed with schools already for the 2020 school year and then in the 2021 as well. And your league had a whole bunch of those guys in the metro area. Jesuit with 4, Brother Martin with 4, you know, Holy Cross with 3. You know, of course, John Curtis has at least 1. Rummel's got at least 1. And you know, St. Augustine doesn't yet, but we know about their fine young pitcher, Kenya Huggins, who will sign next year. So a lot of young men that certainly are going to play college ball out of this league. And just talking about them, I mean, Jesuits certainly look really good with all the pitching they have, especially 2 frontliners who are Division I signees. And Brother Martin suffered a big loss when Trey Morgan went down and Cohen transferred to John Curtis, but they still have 4 kids. They're going to play at the next level. I mentioned Holy Cross with 3 of those as well, with Love and Salta Formaggio and Schultz is a junior right now. And then looking at, you know, the other teams, as I mentioned, everyone, John Curtis, you know, Cohen ineligible right now, but they've got 2 good pitchers. They've got a really good player in Logan O'Neill. They're awfully good. Of course, you know, they've got good players across the board, having watched them play. And then you look at Shaw and St. Augustine. I mentioned St. Augustine can show, go out there and throw Kenya Huggins out there, throws 89 miles an hour, and beat anybody anytime. So again, this was going to be a fun league to watch. That's what's disappointing to me.
Absolutely. You know, maybe we'll just get a late start on it, and everybody will get after it and enjoy, you know, their prep season. That's what I'm praying for and hoping for. And I think that will happen. Just every day is something different with this coronavirus, and keeping our fingers crossed, moving forward. But, you know, you're going to take one day at a time, Kenny. But, you know, you got other teams that will fall in that playoff system with us. The St. Paul's, who won state championship last year, who's loaded. Catholic High is loaded. And I'm hearing up, you know, Northern Louisiana, Bird's got a righty and a lefty really good that could beat anybody.
Yeah, Rommel knocked out Bird last year, and they had some good players, and they had one good pitcher a year ago, so I wouldn't be shocked about that. And you're right, St. Paul's really good, Catholic really good. That's per usual, because that was my next topic, was the division, because the division looks really good, period, this year. In recent years, I would have said that 5A was definitely better than Division One. This year, I wasn't sure about that at all, based upon seeing the teams that I had seen at this point in the season. So thought it was going to be fun, and I'm hoping that that will be the case. You brought it up earlier, but when you left Rommel and right after 2005, I remember that particular team that you had that year. You signed a whole bunch of kids off that team. I can't remember the exact number. You probably remember. And then that team spilled over into the following year in 06 after you left, and they won a World Series title on the American Legion level. And off of that American Legion team, I think they had something like 8 or 9 kids that played college baseball. So you look at that team you had in 05, you compare it to what you have now. The 05 team had more talent overall, but how close are you to reaching that level again, and can you reach that level again based upon the population change?
One thing I start preaching from day one, Kenny, is, you know, let's worry about the team. Let's not worry about the individual. The accolades will come. You know, once you start doing well and playing the game, you'll get that all-district, that all-metro, that all-state. Let's worry about the team. And I've had some really, really good teams at Rommel, kids that pulled for each other, fought each other, and I see that with this team. You know, we got great leadership in Matt Villa and Jackson Dennis, and we see Logan Battusi stepping up as a leader. So they are a team. That's there. Okay? We just got to put the pieces in place and play as hard as we can when we get that opportunity.
Yeah, in fact, I think about that team in 05 that was so talented, so good, and you had a lot of kids that signed to play college baseball, and many did, and yet a guy that didn't sign to play college baseball was like 10-0, 12-0 that year, left-handed pitcher, I recall.
and he
didn't go play anywhere. Exactly. That might be a perfect example of a guy that's just terrific on the high school level and the kind of kids you win with, right?
Yes, absolutely. He was about 5'8". Threw about 84 from the left side, but he was a competitor, you know, and every time he got the ball, he battled it and made us better as a team.
You know, you won a state championship in 1997, and then, of course, you won at Riverside just 3-4 years ago now. And, you know, that gap, you know, you have almost 2 decades between winning state championships, and you do it at 2 different institutions. How special was that for you on a coaching level?
Well, it's always special to win a state championship. You know, you don't plan it that way. You go out, just compete every single day and let the chips fall where they may. And if it happens, it happens for you. There are some good teams. You got to be awfully darn lucky when all this takes place. And we happen to be lucky twice.
Well, I was going to say, I you know, the teams that won it deserved to win it, and they were the best teams. And yet, on an individual basis, you probably coached teams that had better individual players than the ones that won it, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the year we had Ray Liotta and Thomas Dime, those guys, you know, pitched up in pro baseball. We had a lot of talent then. We just ran into a buzzsaw in Santa Monica. They had a guy on the mound that was pretty darn good, and he was tough to hit, and they beat us like 2-1 or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, again, you do have to get fortunate. You have to have players. You have to be fortunate. Last topic, too, and I'll let you get away to the, you know, getting back to your alma mater, and I know you've talked about this privately, but on a public basis, how much has it meant to you to be back? Did you ever think you'd be back, first of all? And secondly, being back there, what has it been like for you? How special has it been for you to have an opportunity to be home again?
Well, it was something I was shooting for, to get back to Archbishop Rommel, and I remember a couple of times calling Coach Greco. I might have been walking the outfield before a game and said, man, I want to get back to Rummel and you know, see what happens, et cetera, et cetera. Knowing deep down inside Coach Monica was pretty young, a lot younger than me. You know, I didn't know it was going to happen. And then one day, you know, Coach Roth decided to take the AD position and move Coach Monica to football, and it opened the door for me. It's a blessing. Very excited about it. I love the people over there, and I love the people at every school I've been at. But it's a special place. That's where I graduated from, Archbishop Rummel. My son's there. Very excited about that opportunity over there.
Well, it's a great place, and obviously you know a little bit about that. And we're certainly hoping that we can talk about baseball and actually see games here in the near future. If we don't, then Godspeed to those kids who gave so much to that program and into that school. But, again, you hold out hope, and I know I surely do. Miss baseball terribly already. And, listen, let's hope that that's the case, and we were going to have some games on here on radio, but, you know, got out a different plan, but we'll see it through and see you on the
we'll
other side. Hopefully we'll be able to do this.
Be okay moving forward, Kenny. You just got to keep our fingers crossed and trust in the good Lord and see what happens.
Frank, appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon, and stay vertical, you hear?
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Bye.
Okay, Frank. It's Frank Cazzo, Archbishop Rummel High School, and I think speaking for the entire masses in that sport about where they are right now, what they hope for, you know, the reality of the situation versus – you know, the wish and the hope. And I think it's so important that we always have to realize every day of our lives that you have to hold out hope for things. If you don't have hope, then, you know, and you don't have faith, what do you have? I mean, you have to believe that better things are going to come. Because if you don't, you might as well shut it down, right? And I know I don't want to use the word shut down right now. It's probably a bad choice of words at this point in time. But that's the reality we find ourselves in. And certainly we hope to see high school sports again sometime this school year, if possible, before these young women, softball-wise, golf, tennis, track and field, baseball, bowling, before they graduate. We hope they have the opportunity to compete once more.